The lone witness before the House Agriculture Committee on Thursday was the Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, as he talked about implementation of the 2014 farm law. Also talked about some other subjects as well, including USDA's involvement in working with EPA on their new definition of the waters of the U.S. and the conservation practices that will be exempt from any sort of regulatory oversight of EPA. According to Mr. Vilsack, the implementation process of the 2014 farm law getting along right nicely.
We are significantly ahead of where we were in implementing the 2008 farm bill. I would say we are absolutely on track to have the livestock disaster assistance programs up and going so producers can apply on April 15th and hopefully will receive resources shortly thereafter. Our focus in the spring and summer will be on getting the educational materials out about the new safety net programs, ensuring that we work diligently on the establishment of the regional conservation partnership effort outlined in the Farm Bill, and also establishing the Agricultural Foundation, which offers great hope and opportunities for us to leverage existing agricultural research dollars.
First of the lawmakers to question Mr. Vilsack was the chairman of the committee, Frank Lucas, who asked him more specifically to go into detail about the implementation process. Here's the give and take between Mr. Lucas and Secretary Vilsack.
Mr. Secretary, I'd be remiss if I didn't note how greatly I appreciate the heavy lift that you have now in front of you in implementing the Farm Bill. And we certainly felt that weight on this side of the room in the process of getting it to your desk. And I also appreciate greatly the efforts of you and your team during the Farm Bill process generally, especially in those final days of negotiations. And you know what I speak of, but thank you for making that happen. Could you take a little more time and provide more of an overall view of the implementation efforts as they've occurred so far and how you see them working through the rest of the summer and the fall, and if there are difficulties that you're encountering that would be appropriate to share with us so perhaps we can help address those, I'd be interested in that too, Mr. Secretary.
Mr. Chairman, we actually began preparing for the passage of the Farm Bill before the bill was actually passed and signed by the President. We established individual committees within each title of the Farm Bill and asked them to identify the steps that would have to be taken in order to implement it fully, whether it would be a rule, guidance, a policy directive, a notice in the Federal Registry, whatever it would be. We identified roughly 450 additional steps, significant steps that would have to be taken within the overall Farm Bill. We have a convening group that has reprioritized the priorities within each title to determine what needs to be done immediately. Obviously, our focus was on getting the disaster assistance programs up and going. We recognize that we have an equal set of pressure and stress on making sure that there's educational materials prepared and given to producers so that they can begin the process of understanding the various elections that they have to make, both in crop insurance and in the safety net programs. We want these producers to be prepared to make those decisions in an informed way sometime in the fall, late fall, early winter of this year so that they're in good shape for the 2015 crop year. So we anticipate livestock applications on or before April 15th, resources provided thereafter, shortly thereafter. Educational materials, we're in the process now of deciding how to allocate the $3 million that you all provided to establish the educational outreach and the $3 million that will create the education tools that will be used by folks to make decisions. We also understand the significance of what you've done in conservation, and we know there's great interest in these regional partnerships, so we are obviously focused on making sure that we get those in order in a relatively quick way. We are in the process right now of making conservation programs available, EQIP, CSP, there are sign-up opportunities at this point in time, and we anticipate obligations being completed on the regular programs sometime this summer. In terms of the foundation, we have a number of steps legally that we have to take, which we expect and anticipate taking very, very shortly. There will be a meeting of the ex officio board members, the interim board. We will this week have provided a notice to the world to submit applications and nominations for folks who can serve on the board. We'll vet those folks, and hopefully sometime late spring we will be in a position to have a full board appointed. We expect and anticipate a lot of activity in 2014. At this point in time, we think we have what we need, but we appreciate the offer that if we are in need of assistance, we'll certainly let you know.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.